This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, plus across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and also on the satellite, live streaming right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country, as well as to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all the roughnecks that are working on those oil rigs up in the northern part of the U.S. of A., thank you very much for what you're doing, as well as out there in the Gulf of Mexico. And to the guys at Aramco in Saudi Arabia, a special shout out to you. Now, let's not forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget about that one, because that's something that's very important to the existence of this country. It's all, you know, you've heard people say God, honor, and country. Well, that's where it came from, right there. And good morning to you, Al. I see him chiming in there. Got a whole bunch of people in the chat room tonight. Now, want to start talking right now about the big rally that Trump had in New Hampshire last night. Bernie had a rally, too. He had a couple of bands there, a couple of named rock and roll bands, I believe. He had a pretty good-sized crowd in the arena he was in, about 7,000 people or something like that. Mayor Pete had something going on. I don't know if it was last night, the night before, where he had a big crowd in the arena. But put those two together, and you didn't even have half of what Trump had where he was at.
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly right, Captain. And certainly President Trump is taking the battle, as it were, to the Democrats themselves.
Sure.
At this particular time. Now, obviously, if you had a Republican race for the nomination, that might be one thing. But Trump is actually doing something here by bringing the rally to New Hampshire at this particular time, because the New Hampshire primary, well, it's today, as a matter of fact, as we're talking on the radio now. But this is something that President Trump is doing, I think, to show that he can get the crowds to come out. He has no lack of enthusiasm among the Trump supporters and people who are going to say to themselves, hey, I didn't vote for Trump last time. Maybe I'll do that this time based on what we're seeing happening. And the Democrats, the Democrat candidates, I think, are probably just, I think they're chewing nails about this, if you ask me.
Well, Yeah, and you've also got to remember that we had the Dixville Notch folks. They were the first ones to cast their votes a little bit after midnight this morning. And all five votes were cast, and there was one write-in vote for Michael Bloomberg on the Republican side because he wasn't on the ballot. He wasn't on the ballot on the Democratic side either. He had two write-in votes on the Democratic side, so he technically won the Dixville election by 3-2 because you had one for Bernie and one for Mayor Pete.
Yeah, very interesting that we didn't have anybody else other than those three candidates.
No Biden.
That's right. No Biden, no Elizabeth Warren, and no Amy Klobuchar as well. So this is it's an interesting beginning to all this, but as of course we'll see the polls will open later on, and then we'll have much more later on tomorrow evening or this evening, I should say. But yeah, this is it's an interesting thing to see if Bloomberg has any kind of momentum.
I'm glad you mentioned Amy Klobuchar, because here's a comment that she made yesterday which really rubbed me the wrong way.
How much of this opening for you two is the result of, at least when I go to political events, I am finding an extraordinary number of people are undecided very, very late in this process because they no longer think Vice President Biden is inevitable. And hasn't that been one of your challenges as well all along? It's that there just hasn't been enough oxygen for voters who aren't so far to the left to think that they have another option.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that has been for me. I am that person for them. I have always had strong support from independent voters. I get this. I think this election isn't just an economic check, which is what most of our debates are. It's also a decency check on this president. It's a patriotism check. It is the decision of people like Doug Jones of Alabama and Mitt Romney to say, enough. This is not moral. This guy's got to go. To see the former Republican presidential candidate make that decision and then to be in Democratic rallies like I was in, I brought it up every single rally I was in, and everyone cheered Mitt Romney. Wow. The world is a bit upside down. And the reason the world is that way is there's a bunch of people out there, especially in this state, that don't agree with everything that's said on the debate stage. I don't agree with everything that's said on the debate stage. But what they do agree on is that the heart of America is bigger than the heart of this guy in the White House.
All right, well, that's Amy Klobuchar, and she's obviously questioning the patriotism of the Trump supporters.
Well, exactly. It's a patriotism check. Well, but there might be some reality checks for Amy Klobuchar because she's not really doing anything other than
No, the latest polling had her down way down in the numbers. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we will be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. A lot more coming your way. By the way, we had a big old indictment come down against 6 Chinese military officers for hacking one of our credit reporting agencies. What'd you hear about this? Millions of names they got.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain of any type, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you check out the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and get on that right away, because you'll know in just 2 to 3 weeks at the most whether or not it's going to work. Now, I talked to a young lady yesterday who was suffering from arthritis, and she'd taken it. She was working on her third week of the quick start, and she said for the first couple of weeks she didn't really notice it was going to do something, because it takes a while to get it into your system, remember. And then all of a sudden, starting with the third week, guess what? It's working like a top. Pain gone. Problem solved. So the 1995 3-week quick start is available by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Click on the link that's right there. There's a little tutorial right there. It tells you what's in the product and all that. And it's totally natural. There's nothing in there that's narcotic. There's nothing in there that's not good for you, because it's actually vitamin supplements and different things that help reduce the swelling and whatnot and the inflammation that you have with some of these things I just told you about. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did. All right, let's see here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hello there.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Equifax was hacked 2 years ago, 2017, right?
That's right.
Actually, well, 3 years ago, technically, but let's say 2 years ago for the sake of argument. Later in the year or whenever. But the Chinese were involved in that. We found out who it was that did it. It was the Chinese military. And they got how many millions of names and data that we're now finding out about?
Well, originally it was $143 million, it was said, but then later Equifax revised that number up to $147.9 million. This includes names, birth dates, and Social Security numbers.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's an awful lot. It's a major, major hack. And from what we know, Captain, this took place over several weeks as the Chinese hackers, who are members of China's People's Liberation Army, as you mentioned. So this is a state-sponsored attack. For some reason, the Chinese government and the Chinese military want all kinds of personal information on American citizens. And this hack allowed them to obtain that literally in droves. So for several weeks, they ran thousands and thousands of what they call queries against the database for Equifax, which uses the structured query language, or SQL. And so they were able to get in, find out what the vulnerabilities in the system were, how the database was structured, and then they were able to sort of stumble on to these areas that contain the names, and then were able to extract that information, which is something you can't do without really being noticed, it would appear, and they had to break it up into smaller pieces. This is a major operation.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt, yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of people that just are now finding out about this because they didn't realize how big it was, and it was just announced here yesterday, day before. But you need to check and make sure that your information is okay, and I would strongly suggest, as has been told to me many times before, when this happens, change your passwords and whatnot with your different accounts, because they got your name, in some cases, got your date of birth, got your address, the whole nine yards, which, and your Social Security number in some cases, depending on what you did and how you did it when you did credit reporting, correct?
Well, exactly. And so there may be some contact that people might get as a result of this, and, so that will sort of remains to be seen. But as a general rule, that's right. Keep your password. Make them complex, too, by the way.
Now, we've got a lot of political races going on around the country, and, of course, we've got some really dog and dog-on-dog versus deals going on. And Donna Fiducia, our good friend up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Don and Donna up there at the D&D Ranch, she's chiming in telling us about what's going on in Georgia with Doug Collins. Now, Doug Collins is running for Senate. He is a congressman right now. We saw a lot of him during the impeachment trial. I like him. He went up against Jerry Nadler, and he was the sharpest light bulb on the block, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think so as well. And, if you can go up against Jerry Nadler like that, that says a lot right there. Very cool.
Well, Donna is telling us that there's already big money that's out there running anti-Collins ads in Georgia, which happens when you're kind of like the favorite. Doug Collins is very popular. He's even more popular now than what he was. And that woman up there that got appointed to the Senate, and everybody kind of shook their head when that happened. The reason that she became the senator, from what I was told, was that she was a major donor to the governor's campaign when he had to appoint a senator when the other senator stepped down.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And Eric is asking us a question here. Let me see what this is. Eric is saying, regarding the Equifax thing, didn't China also back into security files and everyone who has had a security clearance? I'm not sure about that.
Well, we do know, and I appreciate Eric's chiming in there as well. That's right. Back in 2015, evidently the Chinese hackers also hacked into the Office of Personnel Management looking for sensitive data on government workers.
Right.
And so, yeah, so that is also part and parcel of this. This was an earlier hack, but right, it's either they're looking for compromising material or just personal information that they can somehow use in whatever sort of operation they want to launch.
And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we do several times a week, several nights a week, and usually it's five nights a week, and once in a while it's six, because don't know what it's going to be yet. We'll find out. Haven't heard from our buddy Wayne yet. But the Senate is going to vote this week on limiting the president's operations and options in Iran. The House just passed that, and they sent it over to the Senate. I'm not sure it's going to pass in the Senate. That's just my thought. It's a limiting the War Powers Act.
Well, exactly. And why is this coming about? It's because President Trump gave the order to go after and take out, with extreme prejudice, Qasem Soleimani, basically. And so I think you have the Democrats jumping up and down and saying, wait a minute, we have to come up with something again here on the War Powers Act. But whether or not it's going to get enough support in the support in the GOP, I should say, to go against it, I would highly doubt that at this point. Because again, you're trying to limit what the president, with the power that any president has in order to take out the terrorists like this.
So, yeah, and by the way, the Democrats are already making plans behind closed doors to try to impeach this president again.
Right. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, George Conway said something about that. Have to do it again, basically. And of course, we heard this while the other impeachment number one, I guess we could call it, was going on by certain members of the House saying, well, because it was clear it's not going to work out, and they were just saying, we'll go back and we'll impeach him again on something else.
Yeah.
In other words, they are just telegraphing to the American people, not just Republicans and Democrats, but everybody, that they are just a one-track mind. They cannot move forward, and the only thing they can do is weaponize the powers given to them by the Constitution. It's really, really pathetic.
Now, not to diminish the traumatic brain injury thing, TBI as it's called, but suddenly more than a 50% jump in cases involving TBI stemming from Iran's missile attack at the base in Iraq last month have surfaced, with over 100 people now complaining of things like headaches, which they consider that to be TBI until they can prove otherwise, and other things head related.
Well, right, exactly, and I would think that if you're in close proximity to explosions and with the military ordnance coming in on top of you, it's probably going to have some effect. But right, and of course, also I think these days they're much better at diagnosing the very nuances of these things, whereas maybe many years ago it would not have been. It wouldn't have been detected.
No, I know guys who came home from Vietnam and ringing in her ears and all that sort of stuff, and they were just told, it's nothing, it'll go away, this, that, and the other, and it wound up being what it was.
Right, exactly. But again, so what this shows, of course, is that any kind of attack directed at our troops by a foreign foe like this has to be taken seriously, no doubt about it.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We got a lot more stuff to talk about here. Oh, by the way, we're going to talk about Mr. Colin Kaepernick and how come he's not playing football. You'll love this one. We'll be right back right after this break right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Always whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the news, it's a midnight voting 60-year-old tradition. The folks in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, casting the first primary votes
five voters. And who do they choose? Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. President Trump speaking in Manchester, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary, stealing the thunder of some of the very sleepy Democratic candidates, as he calls them. Trump supporters standing in line, enduring the cold rain and snow ahead of the event. The president on Twitter saying, "Hope the fake news, which never discusses it, is talking about the big crowds forming for my New Hampshire rally." They won't, explanation point.
Let's drain the swamp. That swamp is a lot worse than anybody ever thought. That swamp is a dirty swamp.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and I need to say a special happy birthday. Now, his birthday was actually yesterday, but Donna Fiducia's better half, Don Newen, by the way, had a birthday yesterday. He's 39 forever. So happy birthday to you, Don, if you're listening, and there you go. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. You can find out more about them by going to their website, geico.com. Now, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you want to get a rate and find out whether or not they can save you money or do something to help you out, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Type in your zip code, and they'll either give you the information for your local agent in your area, or you can ask the webmaster, the website, because they'll ask you questions about an insurance quote. So they can give you insurance rates for your car, your truck you're driving. How about your motorcycle? How about your ATV, your boat, your RV? How about your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo? They can do that, too. And, oh, by the way, they can help you with your homeowners and your renter's insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency or right off the website, geico.com. Either way, check them out. You might save a bunch of money. And I like the fact that I've got my bundle with them. I've got not only my homeowner's insurance but also my automobile insurance, and I get a nice rate because of that, a nice bundle rate. They call it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I was teasing the Colin Kaepernick thing, talking about football. He had a chance to come back and play in the XFL, didn't he?
He did. That's what we understand. There were some talks that were done, yeah.
Now, most of the players make under $500,000 a year in the XFL because the television contract's what's keeping them going right now. Every game they played was on television over the weekend, and there was more people watching on television, I'm sure, than were in the stands. In some cases, you saw what I saw, empty seats, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, for example, they were playing over there in Giant Stadium, although it's not called Giant Stadium anymore. But it didn't look like they had more than, I don't know, 5,000, maybe 10,000 at the most in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the reason that Kaepernick's not playing is because the greedy guy that he is, he wanted $20 million to play in the XFL. That's number one. But the other thing is, tell us about the contract the players had to sign, Kyle.
Well, according to XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck, he says that all of the players basically have to stand for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oops.
Yeah, and he goes on to say that the players have numerous opportunities to express themselves with all the platforms that exist today, he says. So everybody's got to stand for the national anthem. That to me would probably be a deal breaker for Colin Kaepernick, for starters.
Sure. Yeah. So there you go. Now, by the way, not to be left out of the mix, here's the other oddball in New York, AOC. She's blaming, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
She's blaming the NRA and Mitch McConnell for the lack of gun control as to why the New York Police Department officers, the NYPD officers, were targeted in the assassination attempts over the weekend.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty far out there.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I mean, honestly, first of all, we all know that if you outlaw guns, only criminals will have guns. I don't think that they would have said to themselves, oh, darn it, we can't get any guns, or something like that, because they obtain guns. They don't do that the legal way, you know.
Now, you know the student voter that was humiliated the other night by Joe Biden when she called her, he called her a pony soldier?
Horse-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, well, yeah. She said that he has no momentum for a national election, and he's not going anywhere.
Well, see, this is what we're going to be seeing here in this New Hampshire primary. Is Joe Biden going to finish well, which the expectations are...
I don't think so.
He won't. Exactly. Depending on how bad it is, what's going to happen in South Carolina. And then also I've seen that there are indications that some of the African-American community may not be supporting Biden as at levels that we at once saw before. So this is a major, major catastrophe for Joe Biden in this election year, where he just seems to be foundering and can't seem to find any other way to get any of that back.
Right. Now, also some news coming out of New York tonight. Five firefighters were injured, one seriously, battling a three-alarm fire in an East Village apartment building. Unfortunately, some things went wrong. The blaze broke out late yesterday afternoon in the five-story building on East 7th and 2nd Avenue, with flames spreading through the walls and floors of the entire building, and some firefighters got trapped. One was seriously hurt. Four more suffered minor injuries. We don't have any names. We just our thoughts and prayers go out with them, because I've been in those situations, and it's not fun when you get in a position where all of a sudden you've got no idea where you're at, what's going on, and you're relying on the radio and somebody to come in and bail you out, because you know they tell you, don't let go of the hose. Whatever you do, don't let go of the hose.
Well, I can imagine, and we don't know even why the fire started yet. That'll come out in the investigation, but right now, as you said, Captain, our thoughts and prayers are with those injured firefighters tonight.
Exactly. Now, the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr have got something interesting going on here with the lawsuits that are out there. The DOJ is getting tough now on the sanctuary city policies, and it's about time, right?
Exactly, yes.
So tell us what's going on there, because they ratcheted up the legal pressure yesterday on local governments over the sanctuary policies that hinder our ICE officers, bringing in two new lawsuits and launching a coordinated messaging campaign to highlight the election year priority of President Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. You've got immigration officials going to a federal judge. They're asking Denver to turn over information regarding four men who have been accused of crimes, but they are also facing deportation. But the city refused to comply with any of those orders to do so. And, of course, this is the whole idea behind the sanctuary city. But wait a minute, you know, if you have information on these people, then, and you're not turning it over, then I think the federal government has every right, to go in and take that information, only because, even just for a matter of public safety, for goodness sake.
Now, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. has indefinitely postponed the, sentencing for retired Lieutenant General, Mike Flynn's, sentencing, and that tells me it's the beginning of the end for possibly case dismissal?
Well, very, very possibly so. And perhaps, Captain, and I mean this in the very best way possible, I think that later on, in the definition of miscarriage of justice, we might be directed to a link regarding the Michael Flynn odyssey that he's gone through, of how he was literally just railroaded on so many of these things. But yet, hopefully, even after, and the poor guy, he's lost so much in all this, but hopefully that he's going to be vindicated here in the end.
Well, Thursday night, I'm going to be with his attorney, Sidney Powell, at an event where she's speaking, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, all this has to do with going after, we gotta get Trump. You know, we just gotta get Trump and we'll do anything we can in order to do it. So many Americans, Captain, I think understand what this means for the average person, for you and me. You know, if they can do that to Michael Flynn, they can do that to anybody. That's horrible.
By the way, Eric is asking you a question here in the chat room. What are your thoughts regarding the mayor of Los Angeles adopting the Green New Deal actions?
Well, yeah, I'm finding out more about that, but I know that generally speaking, a lot of this is done to sort of satisfy the local ideology.
The Hollywood crowd, let's be honest.
Exactly. And so, but what happens though is typically these are more costly measures, but it's also it's a form of virtue signaling mostly. Hey, look at us, we're doing all these great things. When in reality, what we should be doing in the Los Angeles area and in the Bay Area is literally tackling the homeless issue, and the problem on the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco for the two big cities, because we've got rat populations that are exploding, we've got, cleanliness problems, we've got all kinds of things going on. That's the first thing we should be doing.
And by the way, the man who drove the van through the GOP tent up in Jacksonville, Duval County, narrowly missing hitting six different people that were there, missed one person by about 6 inches and then turned around, backed up, and did it again and took a video of what he was doing. He was arraigned yesterday, and to that I say they should throw away the key.
That's right. Into the ocean.
By the way, he was also a stagehand, too. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time for us to take our look at the highways and byways out there for the truckers around the country. So that's exactly what we'll be doing. So I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's a little ZZ Top there, bringing you back in here for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And that'll wake you up and get your toes tapping out there in the highways. We don't want anybody falling asleep on us tonight out there driving along. By the way, we did have a horrible accident yesterday with somebody on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge put a semi off the bridge into the drink, and there was no chance for the driver to get out. He was killed. But, you know, that's what happens when you're not paying attention. And by the way, they said the wind gusts were high enough to blow him off the bridge like that, which I've been on that bridge before, and I know there's been some wind, but I've always been, when I was up there, I was always loaded. This guy must have been empty. That's all I can think of as to why he might have got blown off the side of the bridge. But there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. You got one near you, stop on by. Say hello to him. And if you're stopping on the third watch, tell him the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice hot free cup of coffee like Nelson does when he comes down from Valdosta coming back home to Jasper. Now, we've got some weather to talk about. Don and Donna may be getting their toes wet today. But snow out there in the southern southwestern part of the country coming to the east. Let me talk about that. A stalled frontal boundary across the south will lead to several rounds of heavy rainfall through the middle of the week. Now, this rain has been where it started Sunday night and into yesterday, all day today, and here we go again today. There's some areas of rain where they're talking about you could get as much as a foot of rain coming across Mississippi, Louisiana, over into Alabama, but there's some severe flood warnings up right now in Mississippi and Louisiana, pretty much along the I-20 corridor. So keep that in mind if you're traveling I-20, coming out of Georgia, going west all the way over into Texas, because you'll pretty much be in it all the way. That seems to be where it is. Now, these rains will lead to dangerous flash flooding across the region, while a general threat for flooding may extend up into the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians once it finally makes its way that way, because it's going to move that direction. And also, severe storms could be forecast across parts of the south through Wednesday as the system moves along. Now, there is some fog tonight scattered around Florida, as well as on I-10 west coming out of the panhandle of Florida, going over into Mobile and over into Pascagoula and over towards New Orleans. So if you're over in that area, be advised you could be in some foggy conditions going along I-10 and I-12 over there, too. Now, coming over into Texas, New Mexico, we told you yesterday about the snowstorm that was over there and the winter storm warning. Well, guess what? It's still there. Most of New Mexico is under a winter storm warning, all the way down just about to the Texas border, down there in the southeastern corner of New Mexico, down around the Indian Reservation in Rio Doso. But Amarillo, snow. Lubbock, snow. Western Oklahoma, southwestern Oklahoma, snow. You got snow in Plainview, as well as snow in Albuquerque with a winter storm warning. And southeastern Colorado, you've got a winter storm warning there. Going up I-25, to the east of I-25, it looks like as if Lyman, Colorado, if you're coming up 287, you'll be in snow there. And by the way, you might be in some heavy snow by the looks of this. But you'll have snow all the way up to I-70, and then it looks like as if it's pretty much going north, not going west over the top of the rocks right now. So that'll keep you safe. And coming out of Denver, going north, maybe up around Greeley, it looks like, and right about where you jump on 76 to go east, you've got snow there for a little ways, headed over towards Nebraska. But way up in North Dakota now, from Fargo straight north up 29, all the way to Moorhead and up into the Canadian province, you have got snow. That's general mix of snow. It's not anything that's all that heavy at the moment. Out in California, you've got some high wind warnings in the mountains there, as well as in the valleys. And also around Las Vegas, you've got some high winds there tonight. Now, moving back over into the central part of the U.S., there is some snow in Arkansas tonight, right in the dead center part of the state, but it's south of Little Rock. So if you're on I-30, you might find some there. And in Missouri tonight, up around Fort Leonard Wood in the higher elevations. Once you get east of Springfield, you got some snow in there tonight. So if you're running I-44 towards Missouri, you might run into about 50 miles of snow, and then you'll be out of it. Now, this is just general snow flurries, a light dusting of snow, it looks like. But in Tennessee, you've got rain all the way up into Knoxville. It starts out about just south of Memphis, right there, Mississippi, Alabama, and you got rain all the way over to Knoxville, and then you've got rain up in Kentucky tonight. You got some high winds in the mix there, too, by the way. You got some high winds in western Pennsylvania, southeastern Ohio, high winds in upstate New York tonight, as well as Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, so be advised of that. And again, the problem you got tonight down here in the Gulf of Mexico, is that system that's bringing up all the rain has got fog in it down below along the I-10 corridor from about Pensacola west all the way to Mississippi. And just as soon as I said that, you might know it changed. It looks like as if Texas, from about Beaumont to Houston, there's some patchy fog in there, and all the way down to the Mexican border, let's see, all the way down to the bottom along the Gulf side there, you've got fog as well right now. So keep that in mind if you're traveling. That'll definitely slow you up. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, the pilots have really stepped up the game, because you could stop at a pilot, and you might find a McDonald's, you might find a Wendy's, you might find an Arby's. That's not too bad, right? You could find a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, a Pizza Hut with all the trimmings that comes with the pizzas, Subway, Taco Bell. Might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts there, too, in some of them, because Dunkin' Donuts is not your just plain old donut shop anymore. They have a menu, not only for breakfast, but for lunch and for supper, too. So there you go, with the bigger stores that are out there. So you might get lucky and run into that. Now, at the Flying J's, of course, you'll find the sit-down Denny's or the Huddle House. These are full-service restaurants. Or Moe's Southwest Grill. Also, some really good food there. So keep all of that in mind as you're out on the highways and byways. Pilot and Flying J. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you a nice free hot cup of coffee on the third watch when the radio's on. And by the way, a lot of the truck stops are playing our radio show right now. We thank them for that in the truck stops. So there you go. Now, coming up Saturday, the lovely Susie Q and I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show in Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th. The hours each day are 9 to 5. We'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. I might go back Sunday like I did this past week. I was back there at the gun show on Sunday because they asked me to come back, and we had a lot of people that stopped by on Sunday. They couldn't get there Saturday, so there you go. Put it out on Facebook, and a lot of people showed up. So that was pretty neat when that was able to happen. And, again, not to forget about anybody that's gun-related or interested in something. A couple of my friends bought some guns. They got some really good deals there at the gun show, so that's the place to do it. And by the way, we're talking about Pinellas County, so you got the 3-day pickup period. It's only 3 days, and then you can pick up your weapon. And by the way, the sales tax is cheaper there, too. I'll be right back, right to the top of the hour news with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.